It doesn't matter the night of the week. There's going to be a good crowd of folks at Full Steam Brewery in downtown Durham, and it's been open for only a year. There are dogs tied to stools, babies in strollers, and a food truck outside for some snacks to go with your homemade brew. Tom Simmons is here with his wife, Rebecca, and their 4-year-old son, Michael. Tonight, he's drinking the hogwash that has a hickory smoked taste to it.
We come here pretty regularly, at least a couple of times a week. It's a very family-friendly environment, which might sound kind of strange for a brewery, but that's part of the charm as far as we and a lot of families in the area are concerned.
There are more than 50 craft breweries in North Carolina today, and more planning openings in the next few months. North Carolina law allows for micro and craft breweries to sell their beers on the premises. Some of the surrounding states aren't that lucky.
So okay. Try the pawpaw first.
Okay.
A little on the sweeter side.
Sean Lilly Wilson is the CEO of Full Steam, Chief Executive Optimist.
Yes, it does have a sweet taste, and I like sweet.
The Full Steam bar and brewery takes up about 8,000 square feet. There's another 4,000 square feet next door that's used for storage. Wilson says they distribute beer to 100 restaurants, bars, and stores in North Carolina. They have one account in Washington, D.C., and they're growing.
With that growth comes a lot of challenges. We're trying to keep up with the demand. We're trying to get the ingredients necessary to keep making those beers. It's not an easy business.
Wilson says what would help his establishment is if Congress passed the Small Brew Act. The legislation calls for cutting the excise tax by 50% for brewers who sell fewer than 60,000 barrels a year. Full Steam produces 2,000 barrels and currently pays $7 a barrel in taxes. So far, both of North Carolina's U.S. senators and 9 of 13 House members have signed on to the Small Brew Act, including District 13 Congressman Brad Miller. Miller took a tour of Big Boss Brewing Company in Raleigh yesterday and Natty Green's Brewing Company near Glenwood Avenue and Jones Street.
North Carolina has a very serious craft brew industry, small batch artisan beers, and I've been learning about this afternoon. I've been sampling their beers, so I spent an afternoon drinking North Carolina beer. It's one of the many sacrifices I'm willing to make for my constituents.
Tough job, but somebody's got to do it.
Miller says it's cool that North Carolina is one of the leading states for craft beers, and he hasn't come across any macro beer groups who are against giving the little guys a break. And there's a big brew company in the 13th District. Miller Coors Brewing Company has a plant in Eden.
There obviously are huge advantages of being Miller, and competing against Big Boss or Natty Green's. And this would kind of even that up a little bit for them and make it easier for them to compete.
Miller's host yesterday hopes the Small Brew Act gets some traction. Sebastian Wolfram is director of brewing operations at Natty Green's. He says they brew some 10,000 barrels a year. That's $70,000 in taxes. He says he could do a lot with $35,000 if the tax is cut in half.
I mean, if I would have this money, I would, pay somebody, I'll buy more equipment. That money basically walks right out. Every time there's a little bit of extra cash, it gets reinvested because there is opportunity to grow your business. And as long as there's no end in sight, people will keep reinvesting.
When it boils down to it, craft brewing is another small business trying to create jobs in a tough economy. Leonida Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.